joined today by Assemblymember Richard Gottfried, who, besides being known as the longest tenured member of the state legislature, has also been the longtime champion of single-payer health care, Medicare for All, known as New York Health. It has passed the state assembly quite a few times in recent years, but it's not made as much progress in the state Senate. So, Assemblymember, what's your hopes for New York Health this session?
It's a very uphill fight at this point. And we've only got a couple of weeks left in the session. Since the assembly last passed the bill in 2018, we have had almost all of the public employee unions in the state have come out against the bill. And that has so far kept it fairly stalled, and it hasn't come to the floor in either house since then. It always comes out of, gets reported from the Assembly Health Committee, but doesn't get much farther than that, which is very frustrating. I mean, we can talk a little, if you like, about why the public sector unions are opposing the bill and what it may take to turn that around.
Now, you know, Medicare for All basically means that one program pays all healthcare bills, everybody's covered, nobody's kept out, no copays, premiums, deductibles, gives right. A pretty comprehensive, healthcare package. So why would the public employees union not be supportive of this measure?
Well, they say they're not confident that the benefits under the New York Health Act would be as good as or better than what they have currently negotiated for their members. We've offered them bill language that, I mean, the bill already makes it crystal clear that the scope of benefits, which would include long-term care like home care, is dramatically better than any union health plan, public or private, in New York. We've offered language to make that even more explicit. They haven't responded to that. They say, gee, how do we know how much it's going to cost down the road? And as we've explained, they don't really know how much their current health benefits are going to cost down the road, except it's guaranteed to cost a whole lot more. We've offered language to guarantee that whatever percentage of the premium a public sector employer is now paying for the health plan, they must pay at least that percentage, including up to 100% of the payroll tax under the New York Health Act. We've offered them that language and they haven't responded. I think part of it is that, you know, there are a lot of labor leaders who, when you talk to them, they say, you know, every time we're at the bargaining table, we have to give up wages and benefits in order to protect the union health plan. For crying out loud, you know, let's pass New York Health and get the health benefit off the bargaining table. But the public sector union leaders, while they also say that they are constantly having to give up wages and benefits to protect the health plan, they seem to like being the ones who deliver the health benefit to their members and seem to not like the idea that the legislature would provide health benefits to all 20 million New Yorkers. It's kind of frustrating.
Now, haven't there been studies that indicate that, you know, something like New York Health, a single-payer program, would actually significantly cut overall costs for consumers and taxpayers?
Well, that's certainly true. We would save about $60 billion a year under the New York Health Act by getting rid of the bureaucracy and marketing and profit of insurance companies. We would dramatically cut the administrative costs of doctors and hospitals and other providers that we now have to pay for so that they can fight with insurance companies. And because we would be bargaining on behalf of 20 million covered lives, we could dramatically bring down prescription drug prices. That $60 billion would more than cover the cost of covering the uninsured and getting rid of deductibles and copays and out-of-network charges, et cetera, and as well as expanding the benefits to include long-term care. So even with all those increased benefits under the New York Health Act, we would still have net savings of $10 billion or so a year. And because the funding would be based on a progressively graduated tax based on ability to pay, 95% of New Yorkers would be paying less for coverage and care than they're now spending. And that's been documented by any number of consulting, academic and consulting analysis, including most recently a major analysis done by the Rand Corporation. And you don't get a lot more qualified in that line of work than the Rand Corporation.
So what needs to happen in the next 3-4 weeks for this bill to finally move, particularly as this is, you're going to be your last session in the state legislature, we're going to lose the longtime champion. Shouldn't they be doing this as your legacy gift project?
Well, that would be nice, but I don't think that's going to do the trick. You know, both houses of the legislature, you know, with strong Democratic majorities, are very reluctant to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight with the public employee unions. That's just political reality. Even though we've got a majority of the members of both houses who are co-sponsors of the bill, there is still concern about the political clout of the public sector unions. We've been offering to the unions all sorts of amendments to satisfy what the concerns that we hear from them. They haven't responded. Meanwhile, of course, by the way, when I say the unions, it's the public sector employee unions. In the private sector, a large chunk of the labor movement strongly supports the bill. The nurses, the healthcare workers union, 1199, the building service employees in New York City, called 32BJ, the retail and department store union, RWDSU, and there are several other major unions that support the bill. But the people who support it, are usually not as adamant, on any issue as the people who are fighting against something. And so that's why I say we've got a very uphill fight in the next couple of weeks. If it doesn't get done this year, I will be handing off the bill to one of my colleagues. There are any number of members of the assembly who are very talented and very energetic and very smart and very committed to the New York Health Act. So if it doesn't happen this year, State Senator Gustavo Rivera on the Senate side is going to continue the fight, and there will be a strong supporter carrying the bill on the Assembly side.
And will we see you back in the halls of the legislature trying to talk to your former colleagues on next session?
Well, I don't know. I am very much looking forward to retirement. I love what I do. I've loved it for all the 52 years I've been in Albany, but I'm also looking forward to loving retirement. So what my role might be in the future, we'll see. I will certainly be available to whoever is the new sponsor of the bill.
Thank you for your, I guess, almost a half century of contribution to the New York State Legislature. We've been talking to Assemblymember Richard Gottfried about the New York Health proposal, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.